What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Recruit Knowledge with Omar Porter. Hope everyone is doing well and having a great and excellent day. Thank y'all for checking in. Hey, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcast, check it out. Subscribe. Also, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Just put a new video up today. So, Recruit Knowledge with Omar Porter YouTube channel on YouTube. Today, actually, I had the privilege and honor to interview Zach Leslie, wide receiver at North Carolina A&T University, sophomore, played at Burns High School in Lawndale, North Carolina. Man, great story. I've known Zach since he was a kid, also a relative. But kid, great story. He got hurt his senior year. Didn't have any offers coming out, but actually got an offer from a prep school in South Carolina, Palmetto Prep. Had an offer from them, and he took advantage of that situation and ended up playing out, had a good year down there, and getting the offer from North Carolina A&T, and the rest is history. He's been balling, I mean, big time balling at North Carolina A&T. So had the privilege and honor to interview him. I'm going to let you guys check that interview out and hope this story helps somebody. Let's check it out. Zach, what's going on, cuz?
What's going on, cuz?
Hey, so Zach, man, got an awesome story. Played at Burns High School. Now plays at A&T. Had a great year. Sophomore year, right? Sophomore year, balled out. So, Zach, tell the people about, I guess, how recruiting was for you, because I know you got hurt your junior year. Just tell the people about that.
I got hurt my senior year. It was like the second game of the season. Mm-hmm. I tore my labrum. And coming out of high school, I had zero offers, you know, and I went to prep school, played at prep school. Then I was blessed to receive a scholarship from A&T. And I just went with it.
So this is the thing, like, and I know, you know, a lot of the story, got hurt, didn't have any offers, went to Palmetto Prep in South Carolina, shout out to them, give them the opportunity, went there, played well, balled out. And the thing is now, his thing was just about exposure going down to Palmetto Prep, because he had academically, he did what he's supposed to do in the classroom. So can you tell, what did it mean to you to have no offers and then get an offer from A&T? What did that mean to you?
Oh man, it meant so much, man. Like, all the work that I put in, like, as a kid, going outside super early in the morning, working by myself, you know, throwing the ball up in the air, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, all of it paid off in the end. Mm-hmm. So now I get to showcase my talents, you know, on the next level, yeah, which is a dream come true.
Right, right. And like I said, and you are showcasing your talent. Like I said, you balled out this year. So what advice would you give somebody that don't have a lot of offers, and you went the prep school route? What advice would you give a player that, you know, don't have a lot of offers, but when that one opportunity comes? Because this is what I've seen. I've seen some kids not have no opportunities. Then opportunities start coming, and then they start sleeping, like stop working, right, start being complacent. You know, what advice would you give to somebody that don't have anything, that's trying to work to get something? But you don't see nothing right now, because you ain't seen nothing at one point. Right. And now all of a sudden it's happened. What were you doing, and what advice would you tell them?
I say just keep working. There's light at the end of the tunnel. They say that it takes 10,000 hours to perfect your craft. Mm. So, you know, so you just gotta just keep working. Just keep working. You can never work too hard. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just say push yourself to exhaustion. Mm. You know, that's what I try to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just keep pushing and pushing. Somebody gonna see what you're doing, and somebody gonna give you an opportunity.
Right, right. So now, biggest thing, what was the biggest, what was the hardest thing for you to get going from what, high school prep to college? Like, what was the difference in the game, and what was the hardest thing for you to adjust to, like, as far as playing college ball?
Oh, college ball is much faster. The players are faster, players stronger, players are smarter.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing really was smart. Like, how much you got to, well, I ain't gonna say how much you got to know about the game, but how much you got to know about the game, really. And I say, because in high school, I knew saying the route, like, I knew what I had, maybe one other person. But in college, I know what everybody got.
Hold. See, when I hear stuff like that, I got to say, so in high school, everybody think they're the man, you know your one route. But you're right, saying, so when you got to college, you had to know the whole scheme.
I had to know the whole scheme, so you can get it. So I learned that so I can be more, they can use me in more places,
right,
that's what
right.
I say.
Be more diverse.
Be more diverse, yeah. So, like, the more you know, the more you're going to play.
Right.
That's what I learned. So in college, like, I tried to learn as much as possible. So I you know, won't come off the field. That's my goal.
True. Well, hey, Zach, man, appreciate you for talking to us at Recruit Knowledge. Listen, watch this young man. He doing some great things. Hey, thank you for watching Recruit Knowledge with Omar Porter. Appreciate it, Zach.
Appreciate you, Cub.
Yes, sir.
All right, there you have it, folks. Thank you once again, Zach Leslie, for talking with us and just giving us your insight on your situation. So, once again, so Zach, you know, listening to it, Zach got hurt his senior year, two games in, you know, went and visited some, when he went and visited some places, but, you know, nobody ever offered. But then, like I said, Palmetto Prep out of South Carolina, they gave him an opportunity, and he just made the best of his opportunity down there. And I think a couple schools were maybe looking, but I know A&T jumped on him, and, you know, he went and, he, you know, visited, had a great time, and jumped on that situation, and it worked out for him. So shout out to Zach, shout out to A&T, shout out to Palmetto Prep for giving him an opportunity. But listening to some of the things that he was saying, like even with the prep school JUCO route, because some people have to go that route, make sure you just do your research, you know, on the schools, you know, see, you know, check out the coaches, check out the program, see what players have come out before, you know, that before whoever your kids, if they're going or not, but see what players have come out of there, see what schools they've went to. You maybe even connected with that kid and ask how their experience was at a particular school, so a prep school in JUCO. So like I said, do your research on some, because there's some out there that, you know, some are good, some are bad, but that's just school places in general. So make sure you're doing your research on that. The one thing, well, another thing, I ain't gonna say one thing, but another thing that he talked about, and I just know because, like I said, knowing his story, man, when he got his opportunity, he was so grateful. Like, he was so humble, so grateful, and he didn't stop working. So now I'm about to vent for a little bit. All right. And I probably, and I know I said it in the past, but I'm just, and I'm even speaking on things I be seeing, that I see now. So you have kids that don't have any offers, you know, you sleeping on me, blah, blah, blah. And then you get an offer and the kid turns their back on that school or whatever it may be. Like, you didn't have an offer at all. Then you get one and then you just become like a five star in your head, or, you know, all of that. Like, I don't really get that. Like, even, and I'm talking about sometimes the parents, you know, they humble. Oh gosh, we just want an opportunity. And then you get an opportunity and it's like, well, bump, you know, pretty much like bump that, you know, but now we want to do something else. And like I say, I know you got to do your research. You want to have options and you want the best option and best opportunity for your kid. But I'm just like, it's just certain situations, man, people be tripping to say it like that, man. Like, they just stop being humble. The kids do, the parents do, and just get on this cloud as, you know, one offer, two, and some different ones come in and they just change and become a monster. So, you know, be grateful for the opportunities that you do have. Like, just stay that way. Like, I don't know. I do know, but just don't become a monster. Like, parents and kids, if this makes sense, like, stay humble, like, stay appreciative. Because there are kids out there that don't have anything, any offers. And like I say, Zach didn't have any. He went and visited some places. He didn't have any offers. But then guess what? A door opened up for him, a door opened up to him, and he took advantage of it and is making the best of the situation now. Another thing that he said, when I asked him, like, what was the biggest thing far as transitioning to high school to college or prep to college, whatever, he was like, just knowing the overall scheme. And so when we start looking at guys, oh, they're good, they're this and that, but like, you got to be a student of the game and know more things than one. You know, like he said, in high school, he just knew his position. He just knew what he was supposed to do. But where he is now, he knows, you know, what everybody else doing too. And that's going to help you get on the field more. Like I said, being more diverse, you know, so make sure you just paying attention to those things. Be a student of the game. You know everything on your side. Know what the receivers beside you supposed to do. You know what's going on all around. You know. So, but once again, I want to thank Zach for coming on and talking to us. And, you know, maybe his story can inspire somebody. Like I said, he got hurt his senior year and didn't get to play. Two games in, he got hurt, didn't get to play. And then go to prep school route, works his butt off, get an opportunity, and now he is shining. at North Carolina A&T. If y'all didn't see him this year, like, go back on YouTube, check out A&T's games, and you will see him out there. But once again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Recruit Knowledge with Omar Porter. Thank you guys for listening. Once again, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play. Go to YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel, check out the video. I know if you're listening to the podcast, there's also a video of this up on the YouTube channel. So check that out as well. Listen, I thank you guys for everything. Also, follow me on Twitter. If you have any questions that you want me to ask, you want some stuff answered, you want me to reach out to certain people, hey, you want me to come to your school and talk, hit me up. Let me know at Omar Porter on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, at Omar Porter 1. So you guys follow me. Hit me up if you got any questions. And thank you guys. And I hope this helps you. All right. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.